The Princeton Tigers held on at Brown last night in Providence, 70-60, in an important contest in terms of qualifying for Ivy Madness. Saturday night on the road to wind up a back-to-back weekend can be most difficult, especially when you lose on Friday. The win gave the Tigers a stranglehold on third place in the Ivy standings, with home rematches against Cornell and Yale still to come. Brown is a tough team, despite their rather lackluster record. They seem to lack the ability to close out games in the late going. Last night saw the same familiar pattern emerge for the Bears as the Tigers were able to seize control in the final minutes and ride terrific free-throw shooting to pad the lead. Against Yale on Friday, the Tigers were beaten at the free-throw line when Yale had 25 attempts to just 3 for Princeton. At Brown, the Tigers were nearly perfect from the line, canning 20 of 21 to just 9 of 11 for the Bears. Caden Pierce was perfect, making all 9 of his attempts a career high for him. If they lost the game at the free throw line on Friday, they won it there on Saturday. Pierce recorded his 16th career double-double with 13 points and a game-high 14 rebounds. Sophomore Xavion Lee reached the 20-point mark for the 7th time this season, leading all scorers. The key to the game was, as is usually the case, the play of Matt Alaco, the senior captain. He was one of 3 double-digit scorers with 13 points, but it was his ability to defend Keno Lilly Jr., Brown's All-Ivy guard candidate and the league's current leading scorer. Lilly was not a factor, particularly late in the game, when he is known to go on explosive scoring binges. Alaco worked very hard to deny Lilly room to maneuver. Without him, the Bears struggled to score. The game was a back-and-forth affair for the first 30 minutes. The Tigers held a 30-28 lead at intermission. A Matt Alaco layup capped a Tigers 7-0 run with about 10 minutes remaining in the game to give the Tigers the largest lead of the evening, 53-46. Brown cut it to 55-53 2 minutes later, but a 3-point play by Alaco at the 5:36 mark gave the Tigers some breathing room. Inside of 2 minutes, a Lee layup and 2 more Alaco free throws made it a 3-possession game, 62-55. From there, the Tigers made 8 straight free throws to ice it at 70-60. This was a solid defensive effort by the whole team, just when the Tigers needed it most. The Big Three, Alaco, Lee, and Pierce, stepped up to lead the team to another victory, just as they have so often this season. Princeton returns to Jadwin next Saturday to host the Penn Quakers at 6 p.m. Henderson has compiled an overall record against the Quakers of 18-4. He'll be seeking to record his 19th win next week as the traditional rivals square off. I hope you'll be able to join us then. This is George Clark. Thanks for listening.